Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? Remainder, and we're gonna go now into a live podcast
program already in progression. Hallelujah. You can get your Bibles, you can get your pens and your notepads and your iPods and all of your digital devices. If you want to read along, you are most certainly welcome. I would enjoy that. Even though I can't see it, I would just be happy down in my sanctified soul that you are reading along in Scripture and also taking part of the service, writing down the Scriptures as I give them out over the airway. And our sermon on this morning is A Lesson in Praise. The Old Ship of Zion Sunday Morning Worship is coming at you with a lesson in praise. And we know that we can never give God enough of our praises. We will forever be indebted to God, always, because of the great sacrifice that he made, hallelujah, on my and your account. We're going to now briefly go on into our first key scripture on this morning. And it's coming out of the law, Psalms 115:1. And it reads like this: Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. I am so sorry. That is incorrect. I'm going to start that again. There's no weapons formed against you and I that's going to prosper here this morning. So I'm going to start back and reread our first key scripture. And our first key scripture on this morning reads this: Praise the Lord. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 150 and 1. Now, praise God, we will go to our second key scripture on this morning. And it reads like this: Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 104. Hallelujah. We know that in our worship, God wants us to be a participant. He don't want us to be on the sideline just looking on, but God wants us to be a live recipient in service and in praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just intended to have a glorious time on this morning that God has made, because he didn't have to wake us, but he touched us with his finger of love. He touched you and I and said, rise, my son, and rise, my daughter, and he touched us with his finger of love. And now we stand attention, and we know that we are live recipients of the earth, and we have a whole lot to worship God for. Hallelujah. The heart of the passage lies in verse 7. Fear thy Lord. When we acknowledge how great God is, we will respond to him with the reverence he so richly deserves. We will worship him with more care. We will draw near to hear rather than quick to offer empty sacrifices. And we will measure our words more cautiously as well. We are to be careful how we worship God, but it is better to offer God the sacrifices of a listened ear than false promises. We know that God sent high and he looked low. Therefore, it is better to say less and show more. Be slow to speak and in a hurry to hear. Someone has said empty praises and empty promises are like an empty wagon. They make a lot of noise but deliver nothing. When making a sacrifice, God, hallelujah, elsewhere says, none shall appear before me empty. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Exodus 23 and 15.
one to not make promises to God that you will not keep. Such foolishness gives him no pleasure. But it's better not to pledge than to pledge and not to pay. We know that true worship is measured not by what we promise, but by what we perform with our lives. Thus, our respect for him will influence both our worship and our words. We know that God is worship, is welcome and worthy of all of our worship and our praises. Hallelujah. And we can read in the law of Psalms 150. And it's not only a beautiful expression of praise, and we're talking about this morning, a lesson in praise is our theme on this morning. A lesson in praise. Hallelujah. And so, Psalms 150, repeating, is not only a beautiful expression of praise, it's also a lesson in praising the Lord. It tells you and I where to praise. It tells you and I why we are to praise. And how we're to praise and who should offer praise as well. You might ask, where do we praise, Overseer Warren? I would advise in God's sanctuary and mighty firmament. Wherever we are in the world is a proper place to praise the one who created all things. You might ask, why do we praise? First, because of what God does. He performed mighty acts. Second, because of who God is. And the psalmist praised him for his excellent greatness. That's in verse 2. The all-powerful creator is the sustainer of the universe. You might ask, how should we praise? Loudly, softly, soothingly, enthusiastically, dramatically. Rhythmically, with music, with rhythm. Sometimes my words is not so clearly, but just continually to pray that God will straighten those areas out. And we must also come boldly, unexpectedly, unfearfully. In other words, we can praise God in many ways and on many occasions. That's verse 3 through 5. You might ask, who should praise, Overseer Ward? Everything that has breath, that's verse 6, the young and the old, the rich and the poor, the weak and the strong, every living creature, God's will is for everyone to whom he gave the breath of life, to use that breath to acknowledge his power and his greatness. Praise is our enthusiastic expressions of gratitude to God for reigning in glory forever. Let every creature rise and bring peculiar humor to our King. Angels descend with songs again, and earth repeat the loud Amen. Praise is the overflow of a joyful heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give your name glory, and we give your name praise, God. For you alone is worthy. Thank you, Jesus. And our first key scripture again on this morning was, enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. And that scripture reading again is coming out of the law of Psalms 104. Hallelujah. To receive the greatest benefit from a church service. We must prepare our hearts and become active participants. We must become wholeheartedly involved in singing the hymns. We know that silently praying, as one pastor leads the congregation in prayer and worshiping from the heart as the choir sings. Finally, we need to discipline ourselves to listen intensively with a respective heart to the teaching of God's word. We must develop a hunger for truth that quiets our spirits. Inspired worship invokes praise to God and moves us to serve Him. It's easy to blame the pastor if we leave the service feeling empty and discouraged, but he's just one participant. We must do our part. Those who get in the most out of worship are those who put the most into it. The house of God should be a place for praise and reverent prayer, where holy thoughts are spirit-filled each time we enter there. The heart of worship is worship from the heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And we know that the scripture reading proclaims, exalt the Lord our God and worship at His footstool. He is holy. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 99 and 5. And we read as Moses was tending his father's in-law sheep in the desert. His attention was drawn to a strange sight. A bush was burning without being consumed. When Moses turned to look more closely, he heard the voice of God say to him, take your sandals off, for your feet, the place where you stand, is holy ground. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Exodus 3 and 5. And we also are told that Joshua had a similar experience when he approached the captain of the host of the Lord. And as Joshua drew nearer, he was given his command, take your sandals off. Your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. That was Joshua 5 and 15. We know the experience of Moses and Joshua teaches you and I that a holy God demands our reverence and respect. True, we are encouraged to come boldly to the throne of grace. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Hebrews 4 and 16. We can enter the presence of God with confidence because Jesus has opened the way for us through His death on the cross. But never are we to approach God with disrespect. Never are we to profane His name. Our Heavenly Father is not the man upstairs. He is the God, the one who is high and lifted up. And because of His majesty and holiness, we are to exalt and worship Him. As the one true God, He is worthy of our adoration. So let us give Him our highest praise. You alone are worthy, Lord, to be worshipped and adored. We to You our tribute bring as our heart rejoice and sing. We know that true worship acknowledges the true worship of God. Hallelujah. And also, let the words of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Colossians 3 and 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. As we allow God's word to fill our hearts on today and have free reign in our lives, we can share it with others through words of instructions, encouragement, and praise to the Lord. Just imagine the impact it could have in our homes, in our private conversations, and in worship together. as you encourage others on today by sharing God's word from your heart. It will be music to their ears. Sing praises to God who reigns above, the God of all creations, the God of power, the God of love, the God of our salvation. So I would encourage you on this morning, let God's word fill your heart and guide your words. Hallelujah. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I said something to inject your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal, Digital, Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilmore, California, 95020. Till we come across these skyways and airways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. If you have any prayer petitions on your heart before we bring unto you the hymns of Zion, you can call in. Those numbers are on your monitor. 646-200-3074-877-598-8654. 646-200-3074-877-598-8654. You can call in at this time for your prayer request. Our prayer request lines are open to you and you and you. That desire, maybe you have been wanting to have a child and you just had not been able to conceive, God is still in the miracle blessing business. Maybe you want to get married. You found a man that you want to spend the remainder of your life with. God is still in the miracle working business. Maybe you sought out a job, ideal job that you've been having your eyes on, and it pays the position, pays well, and is designated to your lifestyle and around your schedule. We know that God is still in the miracle working business. Whatever prayer petition that you have on your heart on this morning, you're welcome to call in. Like I said, the lines are now open for your prayer petition. If you have any testimony you would like to share with the world, the goodness of Jesus he has performed in your life, now is the time to do so. The podium is open to you, you and you. And if there be any prayer petitions, if there be any testimony, we will now go in to our service of hymns of Zion to encourage your heart on this morning, to uplift your spirit. Listen up if you will and be inspired. God bless you, America. All saints of God, my comrades, my allies, my sojourners, my warriors, all of you and alike. God bless you. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Remember, get your praise on. Our sermon on this morning, Old Ship of Zion Sunday Worship. Sermon of life, a lesson in praise. The devil want to trip my tongue, but he's a liar. Our Sunday worship was coming at you, the Old Ship of Zion. And our sermon on this morning, a lesson in praise. So be sure, wherever you attend service on this morning, to get your praise on. God is warranted to be praised. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Good on you.
Good on you.
It looks good on you.
My gift works for me.
It looks good on you.